Tournament kicking off June 12th in Brazil. The head coaches of the 32 participating teams continue to monitor players as they get ready to name their final rosters. Now, one young African player hoping to make his World Cup debut is 21-year-old Ghanaian defender Masahoudou Alhassan, who is based in Italy with the club Latina on loan from Udinese. In a telephone interview from Italy with my VOA colleague Peter Cloti, Alhassan said he was recently contacted by Ghana's World Cup coach Kwesi Appiah.
Yeah, he came here about 3 weeks ago, and he called me to greet me and see what am I doing? What is the our league going on? So I tell him everything, but you know I work with him like two or three years ago. I'm 23, and I worked with him Blaster last 2 years ago. He was the assistant coach, so he know me very much. So me, I'm not surprised that maybe he will call me, because he know me, I can do it. So if he call me, maybe it's not a surprise.
When he called you, what did he want to find out? What did he tell you?
He asked me about my playing time, if I get more playing time, and I tell him yes right now. It's not like last season, I played 18 matches, and that was not enough. But this season, at least I played like 33 matches, and to me, it's very, very good. So I tell him, and he said to me that I should continue.
Was he positive about monitoring you as part of his gathering his team for the World Cup?
Okay, the way he talked, it means like he's happy. He's happy. The way he sound is happy. Like, you know, we talk on phone, so I don't know whether he's happy or not. The way he sound, like he's happy.
So how is playing in Italy been for you? Do you think that will enhance your chances of being invited by Coach Kwesi Appiah to play at the World Cup?
You know, in European football, the country we used to defend a lot is Italian. And me, I'm a defender and I'm playing in Italy. So I learned a lot about how to defend. So I went to Udine and they told me that last season I played 18 matches. So that is not enough. So this season I'm supposed to play more matches. So they're supposed to loan me to get more playing time before I can go there. So right now, I learn a lot. I learn a lot how to defend. So right now, everything is going on good.
What will it be like for you to be invited to play in Brazil for Ghana at the World Cup?
Yeah, I'll be very, very happy in my life, because, you know, World Cup in Brazil, everybody wants to play, every player wants to go there. You know, it's not easy to play in World Cup and a very, very young player like me. So I'll be very, very happy if I go to Brazil.
Knowing some of these players and knowing the coach very well, you have worked with him for some time now. What do you see as some of the strengths that he brings to the team?
Okay, right now he is a coach, and he know the materials we need to go with the World Cup. So if he called me, I'll be very, very happy. I will help him to build his team. I will help him to do the job, because I can't do it alone. We will do it with other players, and he's the coach, so he knows the materials he will send to the World Cup. And if I go, I'll listen to instructions and I'll make sure I'll follow the instructions he will give it to me.
What message do you want to give Ghanaians who sometimes have been watching your matches in Italy?
Okay, I'll give them this message to them, because 2012, they invited me, and I was in Genova in junior side, and I put them. And this time I'm playing the first division. Yeah, if they call me, I'll be happy, and I will do more than the way I've done first time. I will do more, and they will be happy for me.
When you work with Coach Kwesi Appiah, how did he treat you? Did he have confidence in you? Did he work with you? Did he show you what he did? Knowing his pedigree as a captain at one time of the senior national team, and now he is the coach, how was the relationship between you and him?
Okay, first of all, he made me Masouda last time, because he made me, nobody know me. He called me for under 23. We played some quarter match with Nigeria in Kumasi. So he gave me a lot of confidence. He said, "Mas, you can play, so go and do it." So I went inside and we won 2-0 and we qualified. And he know me. He know I can do it. But he told me that, "Mas, you need more playing time before I can call you." So my problem is, like, last year I played like 18 matches, and to me, it's like it's more. So this time I played 23 matches, and 33 matches is enough. And he left 6 more matches to go. So he know I can do it, but he said my problem is, Matt, you know, you're supposed to get more playing time. That's my problem. And right now, I'm playing every day, every Sunday.
That's Ghanaian footballer Masahudu Al-Hassan, who, as we just heard him say, is playing regularly in the Italian league. And Al-Hassan was speaking by telephone from Italy with my VOA colleague, Peter Cloti. And it'll be very interesting to see who coach Kwesi Appiah selects for Ghana's World Cup team. Ghana was the top-performing African squad at the 2010 FIFA World Cup in South Africa, where it reached the quarterfinals. And a reminder for our VOA football fans, the 4 other African teams going to Brazil next month also qualified for South Africa 2010. They are Algeria, Cameroon, Ivory Coast, and African champion Nigeria. And a second reminder as we look forward to the World Cup, Kwesi Appiah and the other World Cup coaches need to submit preliminary 30-man World Cup rosters to FIFA, World Football's governing body, by May 13th. And their final 23-man World Cup rosters must be sent to FIFA by June 2nd. Elsewhere in African football, Ethiopia and Tanzania recently hired new head coaches. For more details, we turn once again to our African football guru, David Legge.
The Taifa Stars of Tanzania have not been doing well for some time. They've had a couple of Danish coaches. The most recent one was Kim Poulsen, but sadly, because of the poor results, he's got the axe. And they brought in a man who's no stranger to Africa. It's Mart Nooy. He's a Dutchman. He's a former coach of the Burkina Faso youth side, and more recently the Mozambique senior side. And with Mozambique, he had mixed results, some good, some not so good. Anyway, his job is to try and elevate Tanzania, and it's going to be a very tough start because in the Cup of Nations draw, they would face Zimbabwe, and ironically, if they can get past Zimbabwe, they would face Mozambique. Another East African country, Ethiopia, they've named Mariano Barreto from Portugal as the successor to Sunet Bishol. Now, Sunet Bishol is the man who basically lifted Ethiopia from the doldrums, but he paid the price for very poor results at the 2014 CHAN, where Ethiopia failed to score and lost all their matches. So interesting developments then in East Africa. And looking at Tanzania's results at the weekend, a 3-0 friendly defeat at home to Burundi, you must say Nooy has clearly got his work cut out if he's going to get those Taifa Stars into the Africa Cup of Nations group phase. VOA!
David, if our VOA listeners have a football-related question for you, can you give us your email address?
Yes, certainly, Sonny. It's david.legge, and legge is spelled L-E-G-G-E, at AFP, that's Agence France-Presse.com. So I'll just repeat that one more time. It's david.legge, L-E-G-G-E, at AFP.com. And we'd love to hear from you.
Hi, I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports, from the Voice of America. Let the games begin. We got the game.
Playing.
In National Basketball Association playoff action Wednesday night, there was one game in Canada and two in Texas, and the home team won all three contests. The results: in Canada, the host Toronto Raptors edged the Brooklyn Nets 115-113. Toronto now leads this first-round best-of-seven game series 3-2. In a Texas showdown, the San Antonio Spurs beat the Dallas Mavericks 109-103. San Antonio now leads 3-2. And in another game played in Texas, the Houston Rockets avoided elimination with a 108-98 victory over the Portland Trail Blazers. Portland still leads this series 3-2. In other NBA news, Los Angeles Lakers coach Mike D'Antoni has resigned after less than two seasons on the job. D'Antoni and the injury-plagued Lakers had a record of 27 wins and 55 losses this past season. It was their worst campaign in more than 50 years. Lakers stars Kobe Bryant, Steve Nash, and Pau Gasol all sat out large chunks of the season with injuries. Overall, the Lakers had a record of 67 wins and 87 losses under D'Antoni. Former Lakers star Magic Johnson was thrilled with D'Antoni's resignation. Magic tweeted, "Happy days are here again. I couldn't be happier." Magic was also one of the former star players who was happy with the lifetime ban given Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling for making racist remarks. Sterling was also fined $2.5 million by NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, who says he will do everything possible to have Sterling sell the team. Among those mentioned as possible buyers of the Clippers are, yes, Magic Johnson, as well as Oprah Winfrey, the pop